Well, I was thinking about this because we talked about, I was telling you guys about the teacher that I had when I was in elementary school that, by the way, anyway, that's no, I gotta stay on point.
This is the 55 years.
Yes. 55 years of service. She was my teacher from 4th through 6th grade. Just those years that will shape and mold a young person's mind. And just thinking about some of those school times, because Sean would say, hey, why don't we get her in studio? And that would be horrible for me. Maybe great for everyone else. But as an elementary school kid, I was maybe at the drop of a dime would cry on you in a minute. If you said anything badly about me, I was a crybaby.
A little pansy.
Oh, man.
Maybe, what's changed?
I think that's what shaped me now, because it takes a lot to get a tear out of my eye. I could watch something sad on television. Meh. I think I've used all of them up. I think I had a certain allotment of tears in my body, and they're gone.
So those last two games of the Maverick season didn't do it?
No, they didn't. Well, you on fire right now. Again, that's Norm from the logo
right
now. Save it for 11:10. But I was thinking about how cruel kids are around, like the worst kids in my estimation are middle school kids. They're cruel.
They're ruthless.
Elementary school kids are young. They're still trying to find their way. You know, you do have the bullies and the ones that are still, you know, can be cruel, but I think it's at an apex in middle school. High school, you start forming cliques, and you have the mean ones because the athletes think they are who they are and all that. But just thinking about, thinking back in middle school to how it's amazing to me how some of us, because I was one of the bullied, and I always have in my mind, everyone here at the ticket, I can't see anyone being a bully back in middle school or high school. The only one that seems to come close maybe is Jake. But then I feel he was a little nerdy until he found his way maybe
right,
in high
didn't
school.
Ask you, bitch.
Well, I'm telling you, Jake, that I feel like he was the only one that could have possibly have been a bully.
I don't think Gordo would be a bully, but to hear about him, I don't know, getting suspended and just making the teachers crazy. I'm sure some kids probably could have viewed that as them being a target.
They may
in
have
class.
Gotten a bit of a wrath, yeah. But I don't feel it was more even, you know, pushing around or maybe even fighting. There's no way he was going to go beat someone up.
Radio superstar coming through.
He was just there for the wit and maybe trying to talk about someone to make them laugh. And maybe, I mean, that is a form of bullying.
Yeah.
But I remember the one time, and I may have told this story before, that 7th grade year, I'm maybe the biggest nerd. Seriously, Urkel, I should get residuals. I should get mailbox money because that was me in middle school. It's terrible. But I was out of class, maybe one of the first week of school or whatever. And as I go to my locker, everyone's kind of crowded around it. It looked like a movie scene. Everyone was crowded around my locker. Like, why is everyone here? Like, that made me nervous. What's going on? And then it's almost like they parted. Like the Red Sea, as I go to my locker, and someone had drawn a picture of me, because I had this hat that I was really proud of that I wore at school. And it was maybe the biggest head you will ever see on a human being, with the hat just sitting on the back of it. And at the bottom of it, it was Bullet Head. So then I kind of started getting that nickname at the very beginning of middle school. That could have ruined me, man. I don't know why I started thinking about that yesterday, and the tears started welling up in my eyes a bit.
So was it a goofy hat, or what are we talking here?
I really actually can't remember, like, the style of hat, but I'm pretty sure it was dumb.
I mean,
but I was 11. You do dumb things when you're 11.
And that sucks, because that stifles any individuality you might have moving forward for the next few years.
Well, see, it's funny. But at that stage of your life, you don't take it as funny.
No.
No. Later on, for instance, I kicked for the San Antonio Toros in minor league football.
Okay. Whoa.
No.
Only reason we're doing
wow.
this.
No. We have a pro football player in our midst.
And, of course, I'm a teacher who's kicking on a team that had several drafted NFL players, but who didn't make it. They were pretty good football players. And as a joke, they took my practice pants and wrote wide load on them.
Oh, buddy.
And attached red flags to each side.
Did they beep when you walked in? You
backed up. Awesome.
Boop, boop, boop. Yeah. Back. Boop, boop. People are so cruel.
Especially in middle school, dude.
It's the worst.
I've got one
in
middle school now, and she just tries to avoid everybody's getting their ass kicked, no matter what clique you're in.
You know, you try to teach and encourage young people, hey, you know, free, do your thing, you know, don't worry about it. Yeah, just do you. But then everyone will just point out the faults, what they think the faults are in being you. And it's just so bad.
Now, when you fought your way through that period of your life, you can come out the other end, like that football thing, and say, that's really funny. But when you're 14.
Yeah, well, how old were you when the wide load was on your butt?
The booty. 23, 24.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. You can do whatever you want when I'm 23. That's fine.
He's embraced his huge ass.
He realizes it. Uses it for money.
But
Norm's your private dancer.
Bottom.
But when you're 11 and you're 12, that's...
It's the worst time in life.
It truly... I was watching a movie... what's the name of this movie? Morris from America. I had never heard of it. Didn't even know it existed until this past weekend. And it's Craig Robinson, the guy that's from The Office. He's widowed. He gets a job coaching soccer in Germany, and he has a 13-year-old kid that has to move to Germany with him. And it's just the, you know, adjustment period of him moving to Germany as a 13-year-old and trying to fit in and trying to find friends and all that. And that kind of had me thinking about it also, because it's just pointing out the differences in everyone and just the mob mentality of people wanting to be cool and ganging up on it. It's so bad.
And they, at that stage, they want it to be cruel. That's the thing. Later on, people play jokes on each other, and that's what they are. But at that stage, there's some cruelty mixed in there.
I'm going to, if we play an unofficial game of rank that, we'll rank 7th grade as the absolute worst grade in all of your school years.
I'm not going to argue with that.
7th grade is the worst.
Well, let me tell you, in my life, I predate middle school. There was no such thing. In my youth, I never heard of middle school until a few years later I arrived in Texas.
You had the nun run growing up, right?
I had the nun run, exactly right. And the ruler, the nun walked up and down the aisles with, and things like that.
You predate middle school, maybe the oldest thing you've ever said on this radio station.
We were all thinking it.
Now, see, that's funny. Now, 60 years ago, I'd have thought that was cruel.
You would have kind of cowered down in the corner and not a... I didn't get beat up. Well, I got beat up in middle school. That's the last fight I had.
You did?
Yeah, but it wasn't because,
you know,
like I was being bullied.
What'd you do?
What's that loser doing now?
Well, I kind of found myself trying to be funny. I was talking about this one guy, and everyone around was laughing. So, of course, if you have a couple of good jabs, then let's go. It's going to fuel me even more.
Yeah, it's water rolling downhill.
Yes, yes. But didn't realize that his twin brother was going to take exception to me talking about his brother.
Oh.
And he drugged me up and down the hallway. Last time I've ever been involved in a fist fight. It wasn't much of a fist fight because I got my ass kicked. And that was done. Done and dusted. Last one. Don't do that anymore. So
that's why you have such admiration for boxers.
Right. From afar. Right. I will critique anyone else that's doing it, but I definitely don't want to be involved in that.